free stuff right down there on that beach where that bridge goes across.
On the beach there?
Yes, sir.
When did that start changing? When did...
When that start changing?
Yeah.
1906 storm took it. Them used to be houses on the beach and all. 1906 storm took them all out in the bay.
Mm.
We were living down there then, me and my grandmother. She took me when I was 3 years old and raised me. And she was 98 years old when she fell and broke her hip.
Mother's mother?
Yeah, then I had to go back home to live.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She was 98 years old and she lived to be 108 years old.
Mm-hmm.
10 years after. Yeah.
How long have they had this military base? Was that there when you were born?
Military base? Yeah, it's been here for ages. Yeah, as long as I can remember.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did most of the people here in Pensacola work at that base?
A lot of them did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of them worked there. Naval base.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there for 17 years myself. Had to come in on kind of home. Had cancer here and took breast off. And I ain't got no strength, no grip in that arm at all. Mm-hmm. They cut my muscles and all up here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You worked with the Navy?
Civil Service.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Civil Service. Yeah.
What were you doing?
I worked in a machine shop down there. Yeah.
What about your meat cutting business?
Well, I did that too on the outside, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Before I went to work down there at the Navy Yard,
mm-hmm.
I cut meat for Morgan Brothers, different shops, you know, they had and things.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for them 14 years, Morgan Brothers. My daddy learned me how to cut meat. Yeah.
That's always been...
Hmm?
That's always been the family business?
Mm-hmm. On his part of it, yeah.
Uh-huh. And say if you wanted to break up the ground, to get it ready for planting, you'd break it up using a...
Break the ground.
Uh-huh.
You have to break it. You know what I mean, you know, cultivate it. They call it cultivating.
Uh-huh. What would you cultivate it with?
Plow.
Mm-hmm. Were there different kinds of plows back then?
Oh, yes, yeah. And sometimes I had a horse or mule to mm-hmm. plow with. Yeah. Them didn't have it, but they had to take a shovel and dig and turn it over theirself.
Uh-huh. Talk about the mule. If you had two of those hitched up together, you'd say you had a...
Had what?
Talking about those mules.
Yeah.
If you had two hitched together,
yeah.
You'd call that a... Two of them would be called a...
Two of them. I think I've ever seen just one hitched to the plow.
Mm-hmm.
But doggone if I know what you call it.
Well, did you ever hear of a team or a pair?
Team, yeah, pair. Pair of mules or pair
uh-huh.
of horses or something like that, you know.
And do people raise cotton in this area at all?
Yes, they raise cotton here, yeah.
What sort of work would you have to do with cotton?